strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 18th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, Chantel. How you doing, Chantel?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that it seems like we have kind of a calm day to talk about. So, you know, it's been pretty hectic and crazy the last few weeks. So it's nice to just be kind of calm, kind of chill.
Kind of chill. We are chill indeed. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 42 in the house. And yeah, it was a chill day. Full of chillness.
Super chill. Everyone was super chill.
So yes, we'll talk through it. As we've been talking about, things are a lot more locked in. The primary thing to talk about is how far will this vote flip that won't actually happen go before it doesn't actually happen.
I know. I'm just kind of, it's kind of like how I was feeling bad for Christian. I'm feeling really bad for Brittany. I'm feeling bad for everybody that's playing so hard. And like, they're just like, they're up against a force that they're not going to be able to make any waves again. So it's just kind of, I feel bad for them because like, I know that they're like, have good intentions and they just want to play and do well, but they're just up against the force, which is the cookout.
Well, let's get into it here. Kylan, of course, as the HOH, has nominated Brittany as the replacement nominee, having used the veto on Claire. Brittany is the target and will be going home on Thursday. However, Derek and Claire have come up with a plan to flip the vote. They want to keep Brittany in the house. Now, that's not going to happen because the cookout has the numbers to keep Big D in the game. However, they are trying to do so without raising any red flags, and thus the dilemma is born that they are trying to keep this from happening while also not having to expose the fact that they don't want it to happen, because it actually does make a lot of logical sense if they are working with Claire and Derek. So they're trying to figure this out.
I know. And this is where like, I'm just like, oh, I feel so bad for them because they're on the right track. And I mean, I've said many times, I'm here for the cause. I think it's pretty amazing what is trying to be accomplished here. But I also just feel so bad for these people that are like, you know, they just want to play the game and like they're being logical. They're doing everything we've all wanted to have guests to do, but it's just not even going to work.
So we started the day with Xavier and Kylan actually talking about Derek X, and they're both agreeing that he needs to go next. He needs to go soon. He is too dangerous. He doesn't trust them. Hannah keeps telling them that don't trust Derek X. You can't work with Derek X. He's got $100. He's too good at competitions. We need to get Derek X out of here. Xavier says he thinks that he has Alyssa on board to take that shot. Kylan says, I can try and get Sarah Beth to take the shot as well. Alyssa, according to Xavier, would do Claire and Tiffany to backdoor Derek X. They would love to have him up against Claire at the end of the week. Kylan says he probably couldn't pull something like that, but he could maybe try a Derek X backdoor in general. That's maybe not the same pawns, but still potentially could get a Derek X backdoor in play.
I mean, okay, it is a smart move. He is the person that's going to be most competitive against Xavier and Kylan, and maybe everybody else that's still there as well. But I'm just wondering for Hannah why she's so like she's allowing this to kind of happen as well. She's kind of like, yeah, Derek needs to go. Derek X needs to go. And I'm like, wait. He's not going to put you up. He's going to like be working to do everything to save you. He will use powers on you. Like it, whatever he wins will be for your advantage. So have everybody in the cookout just completely stop playing for themselves. And they're only playing to get to the six and not even really starting to think about the five, the four, the three, the two, the one, because they kind of should want to have their people at least at seven that will help them get to five. I just think it's very, very interesting that both her and Tiffany are just so willing to let their number go when I feel like with letting them go allows them to more likely to not win the game.
Yeah, well, they do have a conversation about this. So Tiffany and Hannah talk. Tiffany fills Hannah in on how Derek and Claire have been trying to flip the vote. And how they need to put a stop to this before it forces them to show their cards. Hannah says she's just been pushing the, like, don't piss Kyland off argument. And Tiffany says they can also say that you're going against Xavier. She can talk to Derek because Derek has been trying to build a relationship with Xavier. Why would you ruin all that work that you've put in to build this relationship with Xavier by trying to flip this vote against what Xavier may want and then, like, be on the other side of the house as Xavier? Tiffany also says that, Claire too, though Claire has to go. She's just too smart. She's got to go. Next week, she's got to go. I can't convince her that this is not the move. And Hannah's like, I don't know. I feel like we have to consider that once it does come down to seven, we should protect ourselves by having one of our people there in the event that that person in seventh wins, right? And Tiffany's like, yes, absolutely. But how do they make that happen when Derek X and Claire are such big threats? Hannah says, well, Sarah Beth, for example, would absolutely target you, Tiffany, if she won at Final Seven. And Tiffany's like, yeah. And they've been talking about, like, basically Alyssa is the person that is most likely to get there because there's no point in taking Alyssa out in the near future. Can they start working on Alyssa now so that when Alyssa gets to the seven, she doesn't come after them? That could be something that they do. But really, the ideal scenario is, wait a minute, why don't we just keep our people to the final seven for sure?
Instead of working on people.
Yeah. Why don't we just bring Derek X and Claire to the final eight, and then we're good? Well, that's not going to work for the cookout. Well, Tiffany says, why can't we just convince the cookout that that's what's best for them, that what's best for us is what's best for them? I think that we should really explore this option of Derek X being the last person to go, because if Derek X, and it's almost as though Tiffany is realizing this for the first time, if Derek X is the person that goes at seven and he wins, I mean, he could take out Kai for us. Like he could do some things. And Hannah's just like, yeah, but it's just not an option. He's too vulnerable. X and Kai want him out. And so we can't keep him around. And Tiffany's like, well, we can stop them from targeting him. She's like, but I just don't know if it'll work. They really want him out really bad. And it's like, yeah, Hannah.
Because you're pushing it. You are saying, like, he's got to go. He's got to go. And you're his number one ally. And so if you're saying that, they're going to go along with it, being like, oh, we're not going to have any too much pushback here. So let's go with, like, the easier vote. I mean, I get why the guys want to get him out. Absolutely. He's competitive and he's, you know, dangerous in that way. But I think that they could also be convinced that anybody else is dangerous, you know, to a certain degree. So Hannah just needs to get on board with, like, her own self-preservation and, like, maybe instead of, like, playing the guys' game.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of people saying, like, well, it's not as though X wouldn't want to go after Derek X anyway. He's been wanting to for a while, which is true. However, Derek X had put in some really good work with Xavier at the start of this week. He had done a good job, and Hannah worked at every corner to sabotage that work. There was a point in time where Xavier approached Hannah about Derek X saying, you know, I'm kind of liking his pitch. I feel like maybe we should make some kind of thing together, buy us a couple of weeks, and then we can go, you know, we can go after him later. And at that point in time, Hannah was still on the he needs to go next week train. And she said, no, don't make that alliance with him. You need to go after him. You don't want to have to make an alliance with him and then go after him the very next week, do you? And you have to go after him the very next week. Who else are you going to go after? She put a stop to this. She continued to tell him that he couldn't trust Derek X, and she's stopped this thing from happening. Poor Derek X, who has doing good work and making the moves that he should be making is being sabotaged from behind his back. And Hannah, it's not even, I think, good for Hannah's game to do this. But that's why, genuinely, I do think that Hannah does have a lot of ownership over this, over X targeting Derek X as early as next week, even though she has now changed her mind and is trying to stop it.
Well, you can't do that. Like, you can't, like, be like, you know, like, if something's going in one direction, then you put all the energy into stopping it from going in that direction and then be like, actually, you know what? I've changed my mind. Let's make it go back in this direction again. It's just, it's not really going to work once people have changed their minds, especially in the house here. I guess I also really like Derek X. I really like Claire. And I just don't want them to be taken out by their closest allies because these are the people that they've been trusting so much and they've been working really well together. In any normal Big Brother game, like, they would be a shoo-in to go to the end. It would be them in the final four, most likely. So I'm feeling for them. And I really want the to happen. I'm sorry, Derek F, but you're not really bringing anything to me. And I wouldn't think that it would be as monumental if you were to win this season. So if Derek F went, I wouldn't be that upset.
Mm-hmm. And at the very least, because there are still people like, nope, don't believe it. X never said that, or it doesn't matter. He wouldn't have done it. It's like, when there's an opening there, there's no reason for Hannah to shut it down. She should have explored it to try and see if she could help push Derek X a little bit further down the road, if that is ultimately what her goal would have been. The problem is that at that time, she was looking for him to go as early as next week.
But like, also, so. Sarah Beth, too, is like, I don't know if they've, how much they've mend fences, but like, she wouldn't be number one, like, that Sarah Beth is going to keep necessarily. She'd be fine with Hannah going. So it's just kind of like, Derek X would never put you up. He would use any veto on you. He would use any sort of power to save you. And you're like, you know what? I don't want that safety. I want him to go. Like, what? Like, he's working for you.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the bottom line is that their minds have changed a lot. And it's going to continue to happen here today. Hannah says it will not work to keep Derek X that long. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. Derek then joins them. He pitches again that they should flip the vote. Tiffany is then going to, run off to Kyland. And Tiffany is now going to go, okay, how can I save Derek X? It's gotta be Claire. She goes to Kyland. She says, Derek can't go next week. It can't be Derek. It needs to be Claire. Claire needs to go. She's too smart. She's figuring things out. She's the one pushing this flip. She's the one who understands where things can happen. And you need to shut this down, Kyland. They're going to come to you and you need to tell them no. You need to tell them that you're not on board with this. And like, the problem is that maybe they're not on board with this. Maybe you're not on board with this and you'll be upset. They don't even trust you anymore, Kai. Like, they don't care if they lose you. They already think they've lost you. So that's not going to be enough. But we need you to help, at least, at the very least, stop them from feeling like you'll be okay with it. So we have some ammunition, essentially, to shut this down.
No, please don't shut this down. I'm wondering if Tiffany is worried about Claire, because Claire, if she does find out, she could convince Tiffany to be self-interested and she won't go along with this plan that's not great for her own personal game. I'm wondering if that's kind of the reason why she's like, she's too smart, she's got to go, because her being smart, if she figures it out, it just might not allow the cookout to get all six members to the final six. But it's not going to be bad for Tiffany's game if she figures it out. It's probably going to be better for Tiffany's game if she figures it out, because then Tiffany could allow certain members of the cookout to be gone and she could be in a better position to get to the end and win. So I'm wondering if she's just scared that she would be enticed to want to go after the cookout before the six.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't take any of this too seriously, because they are going to continue to change their minds all day long, back and forth and all over the place. But in the meantime, Kyland is going to talk to Brittany again. I don't know why anybody encouraged this, thank you so much. She's going to do some campaigning to him. He says, he advises her, once again, I advise you to not campaign against me. basically. Or at the very least, Brittany, just be careful who you campaign against me too, because what you don't want to have happen is for the people that you're saying things about me to come back to me and tell me like what already happened. So just be very careful, because people are coming to me saying the things that you're saying about me. So just watch out for that, Brittany. And also this whole thing about the deal, you know, that you've been saying, one of the things that you've been saying about me is that I broke our deal, but that is not what happened. Our deal was contingent upon specific circumstances that did not occur. Thus no deal was broken. And I feel like you are besmirching my name. And thus I feel you should go out and unbesmirch my name. You should be telling people, no, I was not being completely 100% honest with what the deal was. And it was not a broken deal, actually. And perhaps if you don't do this, then I may again not be indifferent toward your survival in said game. Just expand that out for about an hour and a half.
Poor Brittany. But what happened to Kylan this week? I don't understand. You know, Brittany's going out pretty much 100%. I don't really understand why he's taking this angle with her, why he's being so condescending with her, why he's telling her to go out and tell everybody like what the truth is, like what she doesn't even believe is the truth here. I just feel like he's taking a really weird approach, even how he started it, as we know, with like putting Claire on the block, and then now he wants to like try to build trust with her. I'm like, I don't understand anything of what Kylan's game is this week. I feel like he lost the plot.
Yeah, he is a bit lost here. I feel like Azza said this yesterday. I might have been to the cameras. She said, Kylan just, he can't admit that he's wrong, essentially. And I feel like that's part of it here, where he's kind of locked in this place where like all he needs to really do is just be like, oh, okay. I screwed this one up. Yeah, I made a deal with Brittany and I went back on it. I agreed to throw the HOH and I didn't. I nominated a person in my alliance and I didn't tell them any good reason to do it. And I didn't explain it well and so on. And so like all of these scenarios, all of these situations are just like, just be like, dude, just... I screwed it up. But instead, he's just coming up with more and more convoluted reasons for why it needed to be the certain way. And it's just pushing him further and further away from reality.
Well, especially because he already talks in circles and it takes a while to get around to the, okay, that's the point. And so talking in circles about something that actually doesn't have a valid point must be really infuriating for the house guest, because it's like, well, like that doesn't make any sense, but it takes you an hour to make it not make more sense. It must be terribly frustrating.
Mm-hmm. It's not great. Brittany does not come away from this conversation feeling very good. I won't give you every conversation she has afterward, but she basically goes around to the entire house afterward, saying, well, I'm supposed to tell you that the deal was not actually valid. And if I don't tell you that, then I think Kylan's going to want me out. So it wasn't valid. She's gonna be pretty upset at various points about the conversation, feeling like he was basically threatening her to say that the deal wasn't a deal.
He also, at one point, she's talking to Tiffany and Azza. And I was happy that Tiffany and Azza were saying, like, you know, you speak your own truth. You say what you want to say. Like, don't worry about Kylan. I feel bad also, though, because, like, they know that they're not going to be voting for her to stay and that, like, everything that she does isn't going to work. But at least, like, to not go around, like, pushing Kylan's agenda here when, like, she's the one that's on the block. So I'm happy that they kind of gave her a little bit of a pep talk there.
Yeah, and it's also just like the thing about this too, I think, that is the most weird is that Like, what is the point from Kylan's point of view?
I don't know.
Like, who exactly is it that he thinks he's winning over by saying, no, I did not go back on a deal? Like, she's going home.
Yeah.
Like, you are going to make sure she goes home. You know that's the case. So, like, saying that you might have a chance to stay if you clear my name for this thing, it's first of all not true. But second of all, who cares about clearing your name? Certainly nobody in the cookout cares if you made a deal to Brittany and broke it. They're all making deals to everyone and breaking them. All of the cookout members are lying to anyone not in the cookout. They don't care if you broke a deal. It, to the people outside of the cookout, who cares if they think that you broke a deal at this point? Like, again, everyone's breaking deals. It's Big Brother. I think that the thing that they are caring about is the fact that you're playing with Brittany in this weird, powery way. And it's just, it's absurd.
It is absurd. And that's why I'm just like, Kylan, are you okay? Like, what, is this too much power for you? Like, it's what's going on here. You know, Brittany's going to be on the jury. You don't know if there's going to be a buyback. Like, wouldn't you want her to at least be going out happy with you instead of being like feeling that you're forcing her to do something that she doesn't feel comfortable doing? I think it's an odd choice for Kylan to be sending her on this mission to go and clear his name. It's I don't understand. Mm-hmm.
Well, Claire is going to talk with Alyssa, and Claire does some very good work here. Claire is going to basically try to get a seed in Alyssa's head that is anti-Kylan and that is pro-Brittany staying. And I think she's pretty successful with both. She says she's been sketched out by Kylan, that he threw that veto in order to gain trust with her by using the veto on her, but also to gain trust with Alyssa by being like, oh, look, I threw you the veto, Alyssa. She knows that Kylan is looking to take a guy to the end, which makes her very worried about Big D, who is the forever pawn. The person that everybody's going to want to take to the final two. That's a dangerous player in this house. Maybe we should consider keeping Brittany around. And Alyssa is eating this up. I mean, she is very much into this logic.
I mean, it's a good plan. I personally hate, you know, someone being dragged to the end because everybody knows that they can beat them. I'm always like, get rid of that guy. He's stealing a spot from every single one of us except for one person. So I'm just like, get rid of somebody that you're trying to drag to the end. I know it makes it more competitive, absolutely, but it also makes your chances more likely that you will be able to sit in the final two seats. So I like the logic that she's had this for a couple of weeks, Claire. And I really wish that, you know, getting Alyssa on board doesn't really matter. You need to get a lot of other people on board that are not going to budge.
Mm. So Xavier goes to, Alyssa goes to Xavier with this sort of newfound sense of like, okay, maybe I want to potentially keep Brittany in the game. She essentially makes the pitch to Xavier that Big D should go and that they should keep Brittany. She thinks that Claire makes a good case. Xavier, obviously not really into it. He says that he feels like Brittany is still the call. She agrees Brittany should still go, but it's worth thinking about. And this is one of those situations where like, she's like, yeah, Brittany should go, but here's a bunch of reasons why she should stay, but I still want her to go, but here's some more reasons why she should stay. Just worth thinking about. And so Sarah Beth ends up joining the conversation. They talk with her about it. Sarah Beth also feels like those are good arguments to keep Big D to get rid of Big D. But she also thinks that Brittany should ultimately leave. And obviously she's not going to want to go against, Kylan, which is going to be the biggest, hurdle in getting all the non-cookout members on board with this.
I do have a question though. Does anybody, any non-cookout members know that Azza is considering throwing a sympathy vote to Brittany? Because I would love Claire to get that information and not share that with anybody. And then maybe like behind the scenes, get everybody else to vote for her. And then they can just have this flip happen. Oops.
Yeah. Claire has this information. She talked to Tiffany about it. She feels that Azza is a locked in vote for Brittany to stay, which means that all they need is four more to make it not even touch Kylan's desk, essentially. And so, Tiffany actually tried to rebut this by saying like, oh, well, don't you think, what if Oz is just giving Britney a sympathy vote? And if she knows that the votes are actually there to keep Britney, she might not actually vote that way. Have you thought about that? And she said, nope, that's not the case. Britney told me that Ozma is fully on board to vote her to stay no matter what. So so Claire knows and Tiffany and the cookout knows subsequently that they are expecting Ozma to vote that way, which is really just another hurdle in their way, because if they do get the votes and they're expecting Ozma and then Ozma changes her vote, why all of a sudden it's like, why did Ozma now change her vote? So that's another hurdle that they're having to face here.
Now, does the cookout need to stay like anonymous at this point? Like, can't it just be out in the open? Like, listen, guys, like, we're fighting for something bigger than us. Like, do your best, but we're just going to be out in the open with it at this point, because then they could be a little bit more free in their games.
I mean, they could be, but ultimately, like, that's kind of like if they need to be, then they still have a solid platform to go off of, correct? But there's also no point in not trying to remain secret, since that does give you additional, equity power in terms of staying together, staying, preventing people from targeting two of you at once. It's definitely worth making sure that people don't know that you're a thing. It's not like it makes their game any easier.
Be open.
It's a fallback essentially.
Yeah. I mean, they're just trying to avoid it so much. It's kind of like, they're going to find out anyways. Like, let's just like ease up a little bit, but no, I see your point.
Yeah. Ozma talks to the cameras. She says, this is pretty interesting. Shouldn't really come as a surprise to anyone, but she says to the cameras, I really want to win HOH next week. I really want to put Kylan on the block, and I really want to send Kylan home next week. I would do that if not for the cause. I would really want to do that, but I won't, but I really want to do that.
I really want to see that. I'm sorry. Like, I want to see her do that. He's been just so frustrating this week to watch, like on our end as well. So I would love to see her get some revenge, get some power, just like make something happen in this game, but she wouldn't have the votes to do it. So it wouldn't be possible, of course. And we know the cause is something that's driving the six of them, their mission in this game. So I do want to see her put him up, though, because I think she said that she wanted to see him squirm. So like, see him on the block for the entire week, see how it feels. Like, I'm into that secondarily, but.
Claire is going to talk to Kylan about the vote. Kylan kind of starts by being like, yeah, you know, I could go either way. Ultimately kind of comes around to, I do prefer Britney leaving. Claire says she's been about 50-50 on it. She says she thinks it's worth thinking about. Kylan does an okay job here with Claire, and then completely drops the ball with Derek, who comes in afterwards saying that he thinks Britney should stay. Kylan's response is essentially, yeah, I mean, you know, let's talk to everyone about it and see what they think. You know, let's like essentially have a vote, you know, see what the group thinks, see where everyone stands. And Derek's like, well, I kind of stand that I think Britney should stay. I'm like 60-40. And Kylan's like, well, I'm like 75-25 on Britney going. but let's talk about it with everyone. And like, this is the opposite of what Tiffany wanted him to do, because now he's like, yeah, I mean, I would prefer Britney leaving, but if the group wants to keep her, then we can do that. And it's like, no, that's, she's trying to, you have to then state all of your, that's the opposite of what they wanted. Now every cookout member in this group has to explain that they want Britney to go, and they have to explain why, and they can't, because the arguments don't make sense unless you're in the cookout. That's why she didn't want it to be that way. You just needed to be the one person that was like, you know what? I need Britney to go. I need her to go. I put her up. She's coming after me, and I can't hear anything else about it. And I really hope that you will support me in this as an ally. But instead, he was like, nah, let's see what everyone thinks.
It's so confusing. Kylan, what's happening? Like, you know, you want to have an easy out for the cookout to be able to say why they can't give a vote, right? Like, this is like Derek X was like, everybody wanted Christian out. And he's like, well, because Derek X wanted him out. He's the head of household. We don't want to go against the head of household. So this is what everybody's saying in order to like to debunk these people that are giving really good points as to why the vote should be flipped. And so for you to be like, well, I'm kind of, you know, I'm good either way. It's like, no, you can't be good either way, because if you're good either way, then we're going to go the other way. We're going to have to, because it won't make any sense to not. It's so, Kylan, get with it. What's happening this week?
Mm-hmm. So they move on. They start talking about Derek. Derek feels like he has lost some trust with Kylan this week. And he really felt like he was kept in the dark. And Kylan, Derek explains, I feel like you weren't really telling me things. I didn't feel like things were properly explained, and I felt like you were leaving me in the dark. And Kylan says, oh, I disagree. I disagree with your feelings.
Sorry. Tell me how I feel about something that you've done.
As soon as things happened, I was telling you things. I've been trying to tell you things, you know. I was just trying to, well, sometimes, you know, I needed a little bit of extra time to do the thing and come up with a reasonable explanation. And he was like, yeah, but I don't feel like anything was a reasonable explanation. Well, you know, it's a bit, I mean, what happens is that you're HOH and then things happen. And so I was telling you things.
Well, in these like leadership courses that we were assuming that he's been taking, doesn't he learn like some empathy and to listen to the other person's feelings and like allow them to speak and not diminish what they're feeling by you having a different idea as to how they should feel about your actions? It's also a very interesting approach. It's like, this was a really good ally of yours at one point, and now he's feeling like you guys are not working as closely together, and you were telling him like, yeah, we are. When you're trying to get him out, it's just kind of like, Kylan.
Yeah. Well, they, I guess, kind of clear things up a little bit here. They start talking about, Kylan starts talking about like, look, I hope you know that I want to take you to the end. I would choose you over Sarah Beth. I know that I'm not going to be taking Sarah Beth. They start talking about solidifying their thing with X that they had talked about last week. Kylan says that he does feel like X, the only problem with that is that he does feel like X can beat them in the end, which is annoying because he hasn't really seen X do enough in the game for that to be the case, but that's probably just him being jealous that he's more likable than them. And Derek's like, no, I agree. I mean, he is more likable than us and he probably will beat us in the end. So, interesting to hear this come from Kylan, that he seems to recognize that Xavier would beat him in the end. I mean, that's pretty obvious at this point. But definitely worth noting for Xavier's game that Kylan seems to be aware of this. And if he's aware of this, then he may be thinking of taking that shot at Xavier earlier than we might think, which could be one of the bigger obstacles in Xavier's way, getting to the end.
So now I just have a question with this week's twist. Is there a way that we'll say Claire, like a non-cookout member, can take out a cookout member? Is it at all possible? Because I'm just like, I just want things to be shaken up a little bit. I know that like it's interesting for sure seeing if the cookout can actually get to the final six, because it is still a bit of a challenge, but it's a lot easier for them to do that than I think it is for, you know, a non-cookout member to be able to get to the end. So can this twist work for them?
It's very unlikely. The roulette twist is very likely to prevent, like, even if they wanted to take a shot at the cookout, it would be incredibly difficult for that shot to land because of the twist. Whereas it would take the cookout, it would take them really screwing up for the twist to benefit non-cookout members, really screwing up as in Oz's plan. But
I mean, maybe we can go with that. I'd be like, so good plan, Azza. Yes, let's put two cookout members up and like, you know, yeah. Just to anyways.
Alyssa talks to Claire and Tiffany. They talk more about the vote. Alyssa thinks that Brittany would put up Kylan and Sarah Beth, whereas Big D could put her and X up on the block. Plus, Big D as HOH, you just start bossing them around and telling them to do dishes and all that stuff. Alyssa's really on this thing about, like, you know, she really feels like she's, you know, starting to feel like maybe keeping Brittany around is a good thing. And that is very bad for the people who don't want this to gain momentum, because if not only the group of Derek, Claire, Tiffany and Hannah and Kylan are supposed to be wanting Brittany to stay, but also Alyssa is on board and she's trying to get X on board, and X is shutting it down, and Tiffany and Hannah are shutting it down, then now all of a sudden you really have to start thinking. Tiffany is going to have to do some work here. And she says, well, I do think that Big D would go after Kai and Sarah Beth as well. Don't you know how much he, hates Sarah Beth? And if you think about it, the worst case scenario is Sarah Beth winning, because she would, which is why I didn't want Kai to win this week. I was so upset when Kai won this week. And she then turns it back to the story of what happened last week. And how they were all, she got into an argument with the Jokers because of the Christian vote. And this was very clever from Tiffany. She starts talking about, like, don't you know about that argument, Alyssa? And she's like, well, I'm not entirely sure. She's like, well, I got into an argument with them because, you know, Brittany was saying that you and Christian were cornering her every 2 seconds about the vote. And Alyssa's like, we were cornering. Oh, okay. Well, geez. And she's like, yeah. And I was saying, like, well, that's cause she's lying to them and telling them yes when she's not going to vote for them. Like, very, very great job of getting Alyssa just like very like, oh, wow. Like, I didn't realize Brittany felt that way and was saying those things about me. And, was, you know, again, reminding her that Brittany was lying to her all week last week about the vote. And then, is going to a little bit later in the night, circle back to Alyssa, and talk about, like, you know, it's great that Brittany would go after Kai and SB, but if everyone's doing that, if Big D would do that and everyone else is on board with that plan, do we even really need to keep Brittany? And Alyssa's like, you're right. Yeah, we don't need to keep Brittany, if everyone's going after, Kai and Sarah Beth. So, Tiffany, really seems to set Alyssa's head back in the direction of not flipping this vote, which seems to only further solidify in Tiffany's mind that Claire and Derek X need to go because she can't do it to them.
I get the logic. You know, I know what they're doing and they're trying to do, and I appreciate it absolutely. But I do want this flip to happen. Like, I know it's not going to, but I guess it's here's to hoping.
Mm-hmm. So, Claire talks to Tiffany afterward, after their conversation with Alyssa. And Claire's like, I'm telling you, I think Brittany works with us. I don't think Big D will. I think we really need to keep Brittany. And Tiffany's like, yeah, okay. Yeah. I just, you know, we got to make sure that, everyone has, everyone's got to buy into this, right? Like, you know, we got to make sure Alyssa's on board and X, and like everyone's got to agree. We don't want it to be like a split vote or anything. We want it to be like a house vote. Claire's like, okay, maybe, sure. Tiffany then talks to Hannah, and she's, she just has that conversation with Claire. They then do Big Blue Couch and Mafia, which people got mad at Kylan and Mafia because he was like gaslighting people in Mafia. And then Tiffany heard from Derek that Derek said to Tiffany, oh, the conversation went really well with Kylan. I think we can get him on board with keeping Brittany. And she goes up to Hannah and she's like, how did the conversation go well? What did he say to Derek? What the hell?
It's, I mean, he's really trying hard to keep the cookout together, and nobody is even recognizing how much work she's actually putting into, like, making sure this final six happen. I'm like, if she just, like, relaxed, didn't put this much effort in, just allow the chips to fall as they may, like, she actually may end up winning the game, but I think that she's actively making sure that she doesn't win, which is, it's fascinating to watch, to be fair.
She's effective at diminishing her own odds at the expense of the, she's very effective at optimizing the cookouts path in the game at the expense of her own game. And if she was less effective at it, she'd find more success in the game, probably.
Absolutely. Just like, just be like, oh yeah. Like, just don't push any agenda. Like, you know, talk it through with people, of course. Like, she does like to talk and she likes to talk out scenarios. So it wouldn't be, it's in her nature to be having these conversations and looking at the, you know, the other side of the coin. But I wish that she would just like not be so forceful in like trying to do these things, because as you said, like, it's just diminishing her ability to do well in this game. And she'd probably win if she just relaxed a little bit on getting the cookout to the six. Just a little bit. Not even much. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's big time. Derek, Claire, Tiffany, and Hannah come together, and Derek tells him about his conversation with Kylan, and Kylan basically said he wants to get everyone's input, and if they if you know the majority of them agree to keep Brittany, then he's cool with keeping Brittany. He's like, this is perfect. Don't we all agree? I mean, I told him I was like 60-40, but honestly, I'm really more like he was 75-25 to keeping Brittany. And Claire's like, oh, same. I told him 50-50, but I'm definitely more like 75-25. And Derek's like, honestly, I'm more like 100%. Claire's like, yeah, me too. We're like 100% at this point. They're like, we can make this work. Like, Kylan gave us the green light, basically. All Hannah and Tiffany, you guys just need to agree. Kylan wants to talk to you tomorrow morning, Tiffany. I'm sure that'll be a great con. You can just tell him that you want to keep Brittany, and then we're going to be good.
I mean, it's not going to be good. We know this on the outside here, but like, I love that they're both like 100%, like keeping Brittany is better for their game, because it is better for their game. I can't wait to see both of their diary rooms tonight, because like, I need to know if they actually are piecing things together, because if you want Claire just to figure it out a little bit more, start bouncing the ideas back and forth with Derek X and be like, okay, we need to do something. We need to make this happen. We need to get Tiffany on board. Like, I would rather them try really hard to get Tiffany on board and Tiffany have to show her cards than that them comply with like what Tiffany wants and vote out Brittany. So I hope they still keep on pushing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. Even if Tiffany and Hannah have to be like, sorry, no, I don't think that Derek and Claire are going to catch on. I don't think it's going to mean anything. But it's fun to imagine. Right? Sarah Beth ends up joining them in this conversation, and she's sort of teaching them, Japanese a little bit, but, they're also going to talk about how, I just found this very funny. Just to remind you guys, the cookout has collectively decided that they are not going to reveal the cookout in their goodbye messages. That they're too worried about a potential buyback, and that they are not going to talk about the cookout in their goodbye messages. So keep that in mind as you hear this conversation play out. They're starting to talk about how Paul was robbed in Big Brother 19. Derek is like, oh yeah, they were robbed 100%. And Claire says, well, they did mess up in their goodbye messages, not owning up to what was going on. Whereas Josh was like, oh, here's what was going on. This, and this were happening. And Hannah's like, yeah, you know, I wonder, like, if I was playing, would I want to hear everything that was going on in my goodbye messages? Or would I prefer to just not be told everything that was happening? And Tiffany's like, yeah, you know, I think, you know, just Paul's problem was that they were lying about what's happening. That's no good. But you know, just say goodbye. Just say, you don't need to tell everything, but just don't lie about it. Just say goodbye and your goodbye message.
No, I mean, like, I do love that they're having this dilemma, and you're just like, are we going to lie? And I wonder if everybody is going to tell the truth in their goodbye message, except for Tiffany. Like, I feel like that's what's going to happen, is that she's going to be the only one that sticks true to this and looks like, and Claire, when she goes, is going to be super upset that like everybody else told her about the cookout and her closest ally, Tiffany, didn't. I really, like, are they all really not going to say anything? They have to own up to
that's
it.
That's the plan.
I know it's the plan, but they really, really?
It's, you know, I mean, I would say again, I said this the other day though, that like, if you, like, if you do go against, if you're the one person that goes against the plan, and then other cookout members go to jury and they find out that you went back on your word with the whole goodbye message thing, they're going to be pretty pissed about that, I think. So we'll see. I don't understand why this is still a thing, though, that why do the players have to worry about a potential buyback? They should be reassured by production that nothing game pertinent will be revealed if there's a buyback. Or how about this? How about you say, look, here, you can record two separate goodbye messages. One in the event that there is no buyback, we will play that one if there's no buyback. One in the event that there is a buyback and you can hide, you know, game information, and just give them those two options. And then you will, you know, they can, you, they'll trust you to play the right one, depending on, you know, what the twist is. And they never have to know which one was played until they know whether or not there was a buyback. But I so I don't know why they don't do, it's so weird to me that this is still a thing.
Well, they could easily do that. They do things on like Drag Race. They film all the queens winning in the end, you know, like having the experience be like, so they don't have any leaks and spoilers. So like, why couldn't they, you know, film two outcomes with like their speeches? I feel like they even do that. I think before the actual vote, they film just in case there's a flip.
They film two goodbye messages for both of the players on the block. So it's not like it's unprecedented.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think it would be a great idea to be like, but would you trust production not to be like, oops?
I think you could in this instance. Big Brother Canada, I would not trust. If Big Brother Canada told me, film two goodbye messages, one where we're not going to put somebody back in the house and one where we are, I'd be like, I don't think so, Arista. No. But Big Brother US would not do that to them.
No, I think it's a good idea, but hopefully they're listening to us here today.
All right. Well, Kylan and Big D talk for a long time up in the HOH room, mostly just bonding stuff. Big D really is Kylan's only real ally left in the game, if you don't count Sarah Beth, since she's just a pawn. They try to make a bet, because Kylan really thinks that Xavier's a cop, and Big D's like, nah, he's a lawyer, I'm telling you. Big D's like, I'll make a deal with you. Ooh. If Xavier is a lawyer, then what would be a good deal? And then they never make a deal because
I would love a deal to be made. Like that would be nice to reveal on like the finale, like, or just like to see their face be like, oh, like when they actually figure this out that he mm-hmm. is the lawyer. He doesn't really seem like a cop to me. He seems like a lawyer to me. So I'm wondering why he's a cop.
They started thinking he was a cop when he, during the Christian week, when he shut down the house, he called a house meeting to like mm-hmm. calm everyone down and then shut down other house meetings. He's like, it's very cop-like behavior.
Stopping the house party.
Claire talks to the cameras, and this is one of the reasons why I feel like, you know, for as much as we would like for her to be on the case, she really doesn't appear to be there quite yet. She says that she thinks Kai is her biggest threat in the game, but she thinks she's in a good spot in the house. She says her biggest problem is that people see that she's in a good spot. She needs to prevent people from seeing what a good spot she's in. And she recognizes that the only reason she's in a good spot is because Tiffany, she's playing with Tiffany, and Tiffany has put her in a good spot. And this is where I'm like, this is like, oh, but at the same time, I can kind of see that like she should be in a good spot because Tiffany should be running this game. She almost is. And Tiffany should have no reason to take her out anytime soon. So she should be in a good spot to be safe for the next few weeks, so on and so forth. However, even if that were the case, I still have to disagree with Claire here. I don't think that being safe for a while is a good spot once you've hit this portion of the game. If you are not the one running the game, then you are not in a good spot. You're in an okay spot. You're in a safe spot, and things still need to change to your benefit if they're gonna move forward in that direction. And Claire says, I have been throwing competitions. I am more capable of winning competitions than people think. I've been playing up how bad I am at competitions, but she still, in my eyes, has not proven that she's good enough at competitions to feel comfortable just being safe right now.
Well, and also, like, if you can't get the person that you 100% want to go out this week, then you can't be in as good a position as you think you are. Like,
yeah. Also, you were on the block this week, Claire. That's not a good spot.
No, it's not a good spot. I think, though, like, because she has this relationship with Tiffany and she doesn't think that Tiffany is going to be stabbing her in the back here. And, like, you know, she was seemingly working to get her off the block and, you know, getting Kylan to use it, like all that stuff. And so I think that she's thinks that she's in a better position, obviously, than she is. I just wish she had a little bit more clarity. Like, I don't feel as though Tiffany's even talking game as much with her. She seems to be talking a little bit more with Hannah. And, like, I wonder if Claire's noticing that Tiffany's kind of already moved away a little bit with being strategic with Claire, and if that's tipping her off at all.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Tiffany has always... I mean, before it was Hannah, it was Kylan. And so she's always had somebody else Claire's always known that Tiffany is essentially the person running the game. And she's been cool with that.
Wait, you mean not Big D?
No. I think at this point, if I had to guess, Claire feels like she's got to play that sort of Steve Moses game where she's just kind of going to let Tiffany run things, and it is in Tiffany's interest to keep her around long enough to allow her to have a shot. And she is better at competitions than Tiffany. And so that would be a decent position for her. But the problem with that kind of game, and any kind of game where you are not the person running things, you are playing a more passive game, is that you do not know for sure that that is what's going on. And you do not have control over the direction of where things go. You are just hoping that things continue in the path that you're looking at. She says she has to refuse to be a good pawn in the game. She's not going to be a pawn anymore. She's going to tell people, no. F you. That was me. That was not her.
She just needs to win maybe the next head of household, and then she will get a lot of information because everybody from the cookout is going to be talking to her. Certain it does, and hopefully she'll be able to maybe piece things together. I do think it's most likely too late, but here's to hoping.
So Tiffany talks to Hannah after their conversation with Derek and Claire, where they said they're like 100% they want Brittany to stay, and they're like, we need to figure out a way around this flip. Hannah's like, okay, how about this? What if I say that I'm just not comfortable with it? That I don't want to go for the flip because I'm concerned that with Alyssa and X not on board, we're going to be left, you know, on the wrong side of a vote or the wrong side of the house. And so if I don't go along with it, then you can go along with it. So if we're split up there, then there's less suspicion, right? So Tiffany, you, Derek, and Claire vote that way. Aza also votes that way because Aza can't go back on it. So then it's a 4-4 split, and then Kylan has to show his cards. He breaks the tie to save Big D. So what if we did something like that? We would just have to make sure we talk to X and make sure that he has Alyssa on lock. Something like that.
I mean, it's very risky, but that would be really fun. I would love Kylan to have to explain why he's voting out Brittany when he said that it doesn't really matter, like, either way. Forcing a tie is always fine. We don't get to see them very often, and this would be a time I'd like to see it.
Yeah, this is a terrible idea. What you talked about, Chantel, where it's like, why even bother hiding things? And I'm like, well, why bother not hiding things if you can, right? That's my stance on things. However, there is a point in which you are taking unnecessary risk for the sake of hiding things.
Hiding it, yes.
When, like, the idea of Tiffany voting, allowing Derek and Claire to both vote for Brittany to stay, having Tiffany vote that way and Aza vote that way, knowing that Alyssa was basically flipped already to vote to keep Brittany this week so far. I don't think that Alyssa would go rogue and vote opposite of what X wanted. But still, not to mention the fact that this puts, it's the amount of risk it's almost like the Aza plan, not nearly as bad as the Aza plan, but it's almost a similar structure of it where it's like, now you're taking big risks for very small reward, in my opinion. I really think that all you need to do is be like, you know what? I just heard from, you know, Big D. I just heard from Azza that that Britney really wants to go after us. Yeah. So, oh, crap. We don't want to keep her anymore. Like whatever it is, right? Like, or even just, it doesn't even have to be that complicated. You can literally just be like, you know what? I just don't feel good about Britney. I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm not threatened by Big D. I don't feel good about Britney. I don't want to do this. I don't want to draw that line. I don't want to do it. Are they going to be frustrated? Are they going to be thinking, oh, maybe there's an alliance? Yes. Is that really going to go anywhere? I don't think so. I don't think they're close enough.
I definitely feel like, you know, the fact that they don't know how to say no to this plan because it's actually makes sense without the cookout. I think mm-hmm. that's where it all gets a little bit befuddled, because like if the cookout didn't exist, then it would be very easy, because most of the players are decently logical and they usually think things through in a logical fashion. And Claire and Derek X are logical in the sense they're like, well, it would make sense. So why are my logical people that I usually talk to about logical things saying that it's illogical that we make this move? It doesn't make any sense. So I totally see that it's like a complete risk for it to be a 4-4 split, but I think it would be really exciting just to see what the hell happens with that.
And also for Kai to then stand up and break yes! the tie to evict Britney after she did go ahead and tell everyone, oh, that was not, this was like, she's been doing everything he wants. All right.
So, it would be amazing. You know that.
Yeah. Tiffany says, they are too smart. They need to go. And she's back on the idea that they need to go soon. That Derek X needs to go. They need to be on the block together because they would never be able to explain why they're voting Derek X out to Claire unless he was on the block next to Claire. How do they make that happen? They're not sure, because the only person that would do that, the only people that would do that, X and Alyssa. And if they don't win, then nobody else can do it. Maybe Big D, but Big D's not probably going to win. I feel like this HOH really got them thinking that they can just choose who win HOH, who wins HOH, because they got down to the six of them so quickly. But I think they're underestimating, like, very few of them are actually planning for what if a non-cookout member wins HOH next week. But that's beside the point. So we have to get them on the block the week after next if possible. And it's basically like, I'm fully of the opinion now that Hannah will absolutely use the Coin of Destiny power, if she gets it, to nominate Claire and Derek X to send Derek X home.
I can't even hear that. Like, that sentence shouldn't be allowed. It should be part of, like, you know, that, like, wrong BB updates. Like, I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like, Hannah, like, I need to shake her. Like, keep your ally in. You can be self-interested and still be in support of the cookout. Like, just work that angle instead of, like, yeah, getting out your bud, like using a power to get out your friend that would never, ever, ever vote you out or put you up. Like, it's just, I'm just like, what's happening here, guys? Come on, please.
Yeah. Well, that's about what we have for you here today. A house full of spirals. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Chantel?
No, just about the fact that I thought it was really funny that Derek F really thinks that he's the leader of the house. And I'm just like, he's playing a completely different game. Like, I'm not sure what game he's playing. You know, he did start out the day being a little bit scared of the fact that, like, he doesn't trust people and he's on the block and he's never going to want to be in that position again. But other than that, like, he hasn't really contributed that much. And so I find it very interesting that he thinks he's the leader of the house when he doesn't do any leading.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, yeah, when he gets to the final two.
Oh, don't say that. Please, please, please.
Somebody made my meme yesterday on Reddit with the what did it cost everything for Big D winning the game.
Oh my gosh. No, that can't be that timeline. No, right? He wouldn't win. Well, because
theoretically possible.
Well, who could he win against?
A non-cookout member if they somehow won their way to the end.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. No. No. I do feel like, yeah, obviously there's a possibility that it could happen. But if a non-cookout web member, they wouldn't drag, I don't think, Big D to the end, because I don't think that they really respect his game enough. And, like, Claire has already said so many times about, like, how he's, like, the GOAT and, like, you know, drag him to the end. We need to get him out. And so I don't think she would do that. I don't think that Derek X would do that. I'm not sure about Alyssa or Sarah Beth, but I could see them rather taking other people over Derek F, I think.
So we can warm ourselves in the fire of reason, but it's still possible.
Oh my gosh. Dark, dark days, Taryn. Dark, dark days. Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you guys here today. You can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be live tonight watching tonight's episode with you guys. Should be an interesting one to see Kylan throwing the veto competition very poorly, and everything else that we'll get here tonight. Of course, after the episode, we'll have a podcast to recap what went down on the episode. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And you can, of course, also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn Chantel. Where can people find you?
I'm everywhere, but on Instagram has all my links to everything I'm at on the interwebs. So that's at ShanFranFran. And then find me on YouTube daily. I'm on there at least once a day. My YouTube channel is Reality Realness with 3 S's, where right now I'm talking still about Love Island UK. Paradise Island Bachelor in Paradise just started up. And so we've been watching that. And then on Saturdays, I hang out with Sarah from Nerdtainment, where we talk about Survivor South Africa. So that's been a really great season too. So if you want some more South Africa Survivor content, come over there and hang out with us at 6 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.